The Gemara in Daf Adam and Beis is discussing the halacha of tkiyas that took place in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Gemara says that on Erev Pesach there were 27 tkiyas, and Rashi explains that the Pesach was Nishkat and Gimel Kitais. There were three different groups of Yidden who shechted the Karban Pesach. Each one said the halal three times, and every halal needs to have three tkiyas, so he ended up having 27 tkiyas. And it's more from Rashi that those who read the halal were the Bailim, the Yisraelim who owned the Karbanos. Rashi's lashon is, he says that b'chol kas kairas halal gimel pa'amim shahu yipischem erubim ve'etunim halal b'shchitasim. Every group of Jews of Yisraelim read the halal three times because you need to say the halal during shchitas ha'pasach. So it's more that it was the Bailim, the Yisraelim who were the Bailim of the Karbanos. They're the ones who said halal. Now the problem is if you take a look at the Mishnah Erechon and Daf Yud, when the Mishnah talks about the different shiras and halal that take place in the Mikdash. Over there, it's clear from Rashi that the ones who said the halal during Shechitas HaPesach were the Levim and not the Bailim. The Mishnah says there is a Yibayz Yom B'Shana HaChalil Makil Lifnei Mizbeach, that the Chalil used to play in front of the Mizbeach, B'Shechitas Pesach Rishon, B'Shechitas Pesach Sheni, and Rashi says, B'Dim HaMaschol V'lo HaYom Mechalik, Rashi says like this, that V'Shasa Krava HaYo Shir Zeh, this shir took place during the Hakrava, and the Levim used to sing the halal b'peh during those Baisan Yid Beis Yamim, v'chalilim mechalim. So Rashi says b'feirshit, who were the ones who sang that halal during the Shechitas HaPesach? It was the Levim. Levim did it, not the Yisraelim. So it's a straight-out steer in Rashi. Rashi over here says that the ones who said the halal were the Yisraelim, the owners of the Korbanos. And in Erechim and Dafiyot, Rashi says it was the Levim who said the halal, else the Shira LaKarban and not the Bailim. So which one was it? Was it the Levim or was it the Bailim? Another Hara the Brisker Rav asks is that the whole concept of Tekiah, of having Tekiah during Halo is a function of the Shira the Levim. During the Shira the Levim, there's a din of Tekiah, you're supposed to be Tekiah B'chatzaitzis. That's learned out from the Pesukim and Erechen, that Tekiah accompanies the Shir. So if we find over here that there are Tekiahs taking place, obviously this Halo is a Halo of Shira se Levim, not the Halo of Bailim. When Bailim say Halo, we never find a din of Tekiah. So it's clear from the din Tekiah that this is a Halo of Shira the Levim. So how could Rashi say over here that it was the Bailim, the Kitais that said the Halo, not the Levim? Those are the some of the kashas that the Brisker Rav asks. And based upon this, the Briskov wants to say a Gvaldik Echidish. He says that there were two dinim in halal. There are two totally separate dinim of halal in the din of Shechitas HaPesach. There was one din halal, which was the halal midin shira la karban, that every time you bring a karban, there's a din shira. And Pesach also needs shira b'shas shechita. We learn it out from a pasuk al zivchei shalmeichem, which is written by the Chatzaitzis, that includes the Karban Pesach, that during the Shechita of Pesach, there has to be a Shira, and that Shira is Avada sung by the Levim, like any din Shira la Karban that is through the Levim. That is one din of Halal, of Shira the Levim, and that's what Rashi is referring to in Erechin. But, says the Biskrav, there was another din Halal as well. There was a whole totally separate din Halal, and that Halal is learned from the Gemara Pesachim, Adaf Tzadehim Abeis, says the marker for this Halal, it says, it's a Svara, Efshe Yisrael Shechem Es Pischeim Ben Ayrmim Halal. Is it possible that you shech the Karban Pesach and you don't say Halal? There's a Svara that when you're doing the Schashra Mitzvah, Shechitas Karban Pesach, the Bailim have to say Halal. It's a din Halal in the Bailim that is Nischayev during the Shechitas HaPesach, and that is a totally separate din halal. It has to do with the Bailim, nothing to do with the Levim, and that's what Rashi is referring to over here when he talks about the halal that the Kitas were saying. That's the halal of Shechitas HaPesach, which is Shaykh to the Bailim. So there's one din halal, which is a Shira LaKarban, that the Levim do, and then there's a separate din halal, which is the halal of the Bailim, which the Shechitas HaPesach is Mechayev, and that's what Rashi is referring to over here. Rashi and Erechin is focusing on the halal of Shiras HaLevim, which is what the Mishnah is talking about over there, and that's why it's not Shir from the fact that you have Tekiah B'chatzaitzis, because that is coming because of the halal of the Levim. And Echinami, the halal of the Bailim would not be Mechayev Tekiahs, but that's because of the halal of the Levim. But two halos took place at the same time, halal of the Bailim, halal of the Levim. That's the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav to answer these kashas, answers many kashas, other kashas as well. But it's about the Chiddush, it's about the Chiddush to say that during the Shechitas HaPesach, there are two separate halalim taking place at the same time, one through the Bailim and one through the Levim. But there's a Yadu Dekaraya, a beautiful raya that was brought to this Yisrael of the Brisker Rav from the testimony of a guy. There's a sefer called Shevet Yehuda from Reb Shlomo Evan Virga, who was from the Megorshei Svard, from those who were expelled from Spain during the Inquisition. And in his sefer, he brings an edus, so he brings a testimony that he heard, that he saw from Ben Nechar Netziv Harumiyim, from a guy who was a Roman general who was there at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the time of the Churban, and he described, this guy, this Roman, described the Avodah in the Mikdash, what he saw. And one of the things he described was the Seder of Shechitas HaPesach. Pesach, and it's an unbelievable description to see how Mamash becomes alive, to see what happened at the Mikdash. And I'll read you the words that he says. So he's describing the Shechitas of Pesach, and he says, V'taykim b'haschalos karban kol kas v'kas k'dei la'shmiya l'kahanim ha'imdim sham al duchanim sh'yoymru ha'halo b'korina v'tayda. So they were takeya to tell the kahanim, which l'chari means the Levim, not the kahanim, to tell the Levim who were standing there to say the halo. V'chein b'ala karban amr halo, and also the b'ala karban says the halo. So this is the guy describing what happened over there by the Mikdash, and he says, they were takeya to tell the kahanim, which means the Levim, to say halo, and also the b'ala karban said halo. So this guy, Masiach HaFitumai, describing what happens in the Mikdash, says b'feirush, this is what he saw with his own eyes, that the Levim said halo, and the b'ala karban said halo. So this is a clear raya to the Yisrael of the Biskrov. There were two halos, one by the Levim, one by the Bailam, Pel de Kazach, that we see this is what the Biskrov is Mechadish, was taka true based on this Edus of the guy. And it's brought down in the Sefer Pnina Rabbeinu HaGriz. It says that somebody once came to this Biskrov and showed him this Edus from this Benecha Netziv HaRamiyim. He thought the Biskrov will be very happy that there's a raya, a historical raya to him, that what he said is true. And he showed him what this Benecha said. And the Biskrov was not very impressed with it. It didn't mean anything to him. And it seemed to be that the Biskrov felt that when you're mechadish something, the Torah has to come from the sugya itself. And it comes from the sugya itself, then that's emes. Adding another raya from a testimony of a guy is not going to add anything at all. But by the Biskrov, he saw it in front of his face because he was machriche from the sugya. And bringing a raya, historical rayas, to the vart that he wanted to say was not mailu marid. So he was not so impressed with this raya, but al kopanim, it is a fascinating thing that we do have this edus, which is a raya brua to the Biskrov. Other rachinim do bring it down. The Yavetz and the Siddur brings this down. He felt that this edus is something that is kedai to see. And at the end of the day, it is mavur from this edus, like the Biskrov was saying, that there are two separate halos that took place during the Shechitas HaPesach.